Downing said he thought there was a little bit of a Memorial Day hangover out there today offensively. What did you think?
Just a little bit, yeah. Yeah, I would say, yeah, I think that as an offense, we were still on our flights. I would say that. But it's not concerning. The things that we did today were just silly. Unacceptable, but silly. And the first 3 days of this thing, we've been hitting on all cylinders. Today, not so much. So look forward to getting to bed and getting back to it.
What does Todd bring to this offense? What's his wrinkles? What's his stamp on things in this?
Yeah, you know, what's really cool is, you know, he wants me to be an extension of him, you know, on the field. So, you know, me and Coach Downing, you know, I'm still trying to work through how he wants me to do it exactly how he wants it. I'm trying to do a better job of not doing too much, you know, with all the, you know, leeway he's given me. And the first 4 days, even today, I'm catching myself doing a little too much. So I have to, it's perfect learning. You know, this is, that's why I love OTAs. It's a perfect time to experience that and get it, those kinks ironed out, because, you know, I had to tell him today, you know, sorry, you know, I shouldn't have done that. You know, I just let it eat, do this, do that. And he continues to just encourage me and just say, that's why we're doing it now, you know. And it's great learning opportunity, but him and I, it'll just be his brain doing the work, you know. You know, that is my ultimate goal, is for every play that's run this season to be exactly what he wants. And so if we can get to that, which I'm confident that we will, you know, by the time this summer's done and then training camp, we should be rolling.
How integral is that, the relationship between quarterback and OC?
Oh, it has to. It is so crucial. It has to be, you know, so important. And I've been blessed to have three amazing coordinators, you know, that cared about me and my growth and my input in those things. And, you know, Ole, Coach Muss, and TD. You know, TD's been like a big brother, you know, since I've met him. And, you know, he's family. You know, him and I, we just, you know, we click. We think the same way. Whenever he has a thought or I have a thought, it's pretty much like, yeah, that's what I was thinking too, you know. And, you know, again, he works so hard, I'm just trying not to screw it up, you know. But the more that we can just continue to sit together and talk and go through practices and have learning moments like we did today, the more we're going to flow and the easier it's going to be.
Does that apply on the field too? Off the field, in terms of your guys' relationship, does that apply to just similarities?
Oh, yeah, we play golf together. Obviously, everyone had fun with that one, you know, with our guest, I guess, that we had. You know, we play golf, you know, we talk, you know, about faith, we talk about politics, we talk about basketball, we talk about baseball, we talk about everything together. There's nothing that him and I, you know, we don't step into, you know, with each other. So to have that off the field is just cool, just to have a friend like that, you know, let alone your offensive coordinator. Yeah. No, you're good.
Is that something that happened quickly? Is it something that you guys clicked right away, or is it something that took some time?
Oh, yeah. No, whenever I meet somebody, they get 100% my trust and everything right away. And it's up to them to lose it, you know, you know, to be honest. You know, I'm going to love and respect and honor everybody that's in my life. And, you know, he's been nothing but the same. And it was right away. We just, you know, we clicked, we had fun, we joke, but at the same time, there's an intensity that we work with. And, you know, that's the same kind of way I approach it. I have a lot of fun out there with my teammates, but the intensity in which I approach the game, I expect everything to be perfect all the time. He's the exact same way.
What have you learned about Marshawn as a teammate? Time with him that maybe you didn't know about him just from watching him?
You know, obviously I just, I had talked to him maybe for a total of 10 seconds before, you know, he showed up here, you know, and, you know, which is, you know, when we played Seattle, we talked to him, those kind of things. But, you know, I just didn't know anything about him. So once he's shown up, he's shown that he's just a loyal, faithful person. I know for a fact he has my back no matter what. And as a quarterback with a running back, and, you know, same thing I had with Latavius, same thing I had with D-Mac and MJD. I knew they had my back. Same thing with him and these younger backs. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt they have my back. And right away, I could just feel it from him. There was no feeling out process or anything. I just knew. And, you know, he's told me multiple times, you know, that he does. And, to have that as a quarterback is big, you know, because he's the one last line of defense picking up blitzes. He's the one, you know, fighting for those extra yards to move the chains for us. So he's just a loyal guy, you know. I think that, as long as you're just you and, you know, you're not a fake person, I don't see how he would have any problem with anybody.
Some of the guys last week talked about how funny he is, and they maybe didn't know that about him. Have you seen that side of him? Is that?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely made a lot of jokes towards me, especially about some bad throws that I've had. But, that's just how he is. You know, he likes to talk trash and things like that. But at the same time, it's kind of like the big brother thing. No one else better do it, because he'll take care of it, kind of a deal. So we like to jab at each other and have fun and poke fun. I've been having fun with him. He's learning a new system, so I like to make fun of him when he doesn't know something and stuff like that. But, we're having a good time, and he's been nothing but, like I said, just a loyal, good teammate.
You intrigued to see what Jared Cook's going to be able to do in this offense from what you've seen so far?
Yeah, absolutely. He would have had a big touchdown today if, he didn't get tackled, down the seam. And I say that because it's exciting that we have, a couple of different tight ends that can stretch like that. That just puts so much stress on a defense. If they get a linebacker matched up on them, or a safety who's more of a tackling type guy, that's a troublesome thing for a defense coordinator. And with a guy like Jared that can stretch the field vertical like that, it's gonna lead to more single coverage outside for Coop and Crab. It's gonna lead to more one on ones for Seth. The possibilities are endless when you add a guy at that position that has that much speed vertically. The things that you can do with him really put a lot of stress on the defense.
When Jared visited, you guys watched film together. What did you learn about him as a person and as a player?
He's very competitive. He's very laid back, cool dude. He just wants to do the route how I want it done. Hey, how do you want me to do this? What angle do you want me to take on this? All those things, and it makes my job easy, especially because he's really fast, so I can miss a little bit. And he'll make it look right with his speed. So when we sat there and watched film, and I talked to him about the different things that he can do for us and help us, it didn't feel like it was a recruiting thing. It felt more like we're just getting ready for the season, if that kind of puts it in perspective.
As you grow into the league and just get more mature at the position, do you find that there's more that you can have on your plate from a cerebral sense and just maybe at the line of scrimmage or away from it? Just how has that aspect of your game in terms of what you can handle change as you've grown?
My rookie year, it was the same way it is right now with Coach Downing. Just go out there and put us in a good play. And so I could go from a run to a pass to a play action to a naked to a screen, change the formation completely, anything. And obviously I'm not going to give TD too many headaches yet. I haven't done that too many times, but there's little things that when you learn, you get experience by playing all these football games that I know what beats this coverage. Well, let's do that. Why wait? Why turn it on Monday and be like, I wish we would have did that a couple hours ago. That's the big thing is, and like I said before, is I have to slow down. I have to take a step back and make sure I'm not doing too much, because if I do too much, it's going to hurt everybody. Everyone's going to be confused and things like that. I got to know that, I have to be consistent in the way that I do those kind of things, and I have to do it in such a way that is what Coach Downing wants. Because if I just go out there and do what I want, we're going to be horrible. I have to honor his position and do exactly what he wants. That way we're going the same direction.
Derek, from year one to year two, your improvement was pretty substantial. And then from year two to year three, you went another quantum leap to an MVP candidate. Yeah. How realistic is it to think that 3 to 4, you can do that again?
I hope so. I don't put measurements on it or stats and things like that, but from a decision-making standpoint, from a poised and comfort standpoint, all those kind of things, playing the game with more knowledge, more wisdom, from that standpoint, I hope I grow every single year. I really do. I hope I get better every year. I hope from, it's crazy saying year 3 to year 4 now, I'm getting old, but it's crazy to say that and think that, oh, yeah, man, there's still more out there, because there is. Like I did today, instead of putting the ball here, I can put it here. I know I can because I've done it before. But I need to get to where I can do it every time. 99 out of 100 isn't good enough. So there's always room to improve, and I'm going to work to try and do that. Numbers and awards and all that stuff can be what it is. I just want to make sure that every day I'm coming out here, I'm working my tail off so that I do get better. Because the ultimate goal is winning the Super Bowl. That's the ultimate goal. And once we do that, I'm sure I'll find something I did wrong that season and fix those things.
Derek, we haven't had a chance to really talk to you since the reports came out that you kind of refuted, but where are you right now in the contract talks, the extension going forward?
Yeah, let me see what I could tell you. No, I'm just kidding. You know, there's nothing new to report right now. You know, I'm hoping that those things will, you know, pick up here real soon, which we're expecting anyway. You know, they've been, you know, talking to Tim, you know, my agent and things like that. But that should get going real soon. I would hope, because once training camp hits, I'm all football. I'm not going to distract my teammates, and you guys are, you know, going to want to know and things like that. Trust me, if it's not done by training camp, we won't be talking about it. You know, I'm focused on football because, again, I just want to win. You know, all that stuff is fun and cool and all that, and it has to happen because it's a business. But I have so many things that I want to work on, and I don't want to distract my teammates. You know, Khalil had to answer questions on it on, like, SportsCenter the other day, and that bugs the heck out of me because there's no reason he should have to talk about that. So, you know, hopefully it'll just get done, you know, which both sides, you know, obviously keep saying it's going to get done. So I'm not worried about it, to let you know that. But once camp hits, you know, I don't want to be a distraction. I've made it very clear that I want to be a Raider for my entire career. I don't want to play for anybody else. So they know that. You know, they've told me how bad, you know, they want me. So, you know, we'll see.
So to clarify, if it was not done when training camp started, you're just not talking about it. You're playing out that last year under this contract?
Yeah, I wouldn't even answer my phone because, you know, the money isn't the thing that drives me. if it was, I shouldn't be standing here, to be honest. What drives me is making sure I'm giving everything that I have with my abilities and making sure that we win. And I don't want anything distracting my thought process at all. So now that's not a jab or anything like that. Okay. That's just me saying, I'm not going to deal with anything that's not helping me just focus on winning.